Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to wake up. Wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
And what about that action, boss?
Take him out!
This is the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
I feel the master. I feel
we
y'all
ready.
They ready. Well, come on.
We
come on.
Ready.
Y'all ready. Y'all ready.
They ready.
We ready. We ready. We ready.
Tonight at Chase Center, we're giving away tickets. We're ready to roll. 6 p.m. tip-off. Don't forget, 6 p.m. tip-off. You want to get there early. We don't want to be like the Miami Heat fan base, where it's all these empty seats at tip-off. It's the conference finals. You want to be there bright and early. You want to be rocking and rolling as Luka Doncic and the Mavericks invade Chase Center in what should be a dandy of a conference final. Game number one, we're going to talk all about it here. Giants did win yesterday, but they're on the back burner right now. Game one. It's finally here. After watching the Eastern Conference Finals yesterday, the Celtics get outscored 39-14 in the third quarter and lose that game one. Shasky, how are you feeling? It's game day, baby. Game day.
I'm lovely. I'm absolutely lovely. I mean, the sun is starting to poke its head out in the 5 o'clock hour. And is there anything better than seeing the sun rise as you're coming into work?
We don't see it much.
Do you believe in omens?
Omens?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Do you do?
I do sometimes.
Yeah. I do too. Steven believes in omens, it sounds like, and I'm sure Sam Lubman does too because he's a baseball weirdo.
Yep.
Two omens. First, I open up Instagram and Twitter this morning. Two of the first things that pop onto my feed, Chase Center and the yellow/golden t-shirts.
Yeah, you see that.
Draped over the seats.
See that.
Positive check number one.
All right.
Number two, I come flying down Battery in Vallejo today.
Uh-huh.
What do I see in the middle of the street, staring me down as I'm blasting my music?
What do you see?
A coyote!
Why is that a good omen?
I don't know, but I think it's a good omen. I've never seen a coyote.
But you hate coyotes.
I do, and I hate the Dallas Mavericks this morning. I'm starting it again. I hate Dallas. This is perfect! This is awesome! I'm so ready for this.
Wait. I got to dive a little deeper into the coyote thing. You hate coyotes.
Yes.
You went on a rant a couple years ago about coyotes.
Foe.
Why is that a good omen? If you see a coyote, isn't that a bad omen for you?
No. Because I have to exterminate one of my villains. And that's what it was. It was a single coyote standing in the street. It was the metaphor of Luka Doncic standing in the way of the Golden State Warriors on another trip to the finals. I'm telling you, good omens today. I'm feeling it today.
Wow. Well, I'm feeling it too, man. It feels really, really good as we break this series down. We break it down. We're going to break down all the matchups. We're going to talk to D Wright at 8 o'clock. And guess who's joining the show at 7 o'clock? Guess who's joining the show?
I don't know. Who?
RJ and Shane. RJ and Shane. You remember those guys?
Richard Jefferson?
No. Not
Shane
Battier? No. Those jabronis from 105.3.
Shane Larkin?
No, not Shane Larkin. Not the son of Barry. Those jabronis from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
Oh,
and I'm looking at their Twitch page right now. They got their hats on. They got their little Adidas hoodies on. they're going to try to evade the morning roast again at 7 o'clock. Remember, we bodied them right before the wild card game, and 2 minutes in, they had no material, and they started giving out these mob jokes or whatnot, and they were pretty trash. They were, but they want to come back. They want to get a little revenge and a little payback. So round number two between 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and the morning roast here at 95.7 The Game.
Okay, so last time that we did a little back and forth with them was before the Cowboys and 49ers. It got a little weird.
It got a little weird.
Well, so I want to ask you this, because normally when we have these like simulcasts, right, we'll be talking, they'll be talking. It makes for almost inaudible radio at times. So can we choose whose account it's going to be today? Do you want to take them on today? Do you want me to take them
on
today?
No, we're both taking them on. This is the problem, Sasky.
Yes.
We both taking them on.
But I struggle with the over-talking each other or talking each other.
Listen, just sit back.
Okay.
Read the cues and we'll be fine.
Okay.
But don't go, I need Frisco Shasky today.
Well, I don't want to be like Freddie Gibbs getting my beat, you know, and getting my butt handed to me by like 20 other dudes, and then I search over and you're nowhere to be found, and vice versa.
Well, number one, when it comes to these simulcasts and when it comes to people coming on our show,
yeah,
we already know who represents.
You've done a very good job.
Oh, I represent. Nobody's going to come on our show and punk us.
I have a feeling you know we won't be able to find Salty in Seattle.
Well, nobody's going to punk us on my show as long as I'm here.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about that. I don't let my friends get jumped. Okay. Number two, I don't need San Franceschi. I don't need San Franceschi. I need you to bring your material. I need you to be ready to go.
Well, I'm already
ready. These chumps and these jabronis from Dallas think they're going to come into the Western Conference Final. It's still what we have. It's still what the Warriors have worked for.
Forget them. I'm feeling so much more confident this morning about the Warriors' opportunity that they have right in front of them. I mean, look, Luka, I fear him appropriately. I have major respect for him. Yada, yada, yada. All the things you're supposed to say. I mean, come on, man. We got championship medal. Are we really worried about the Dallas Mavericks?
You know what's funny?
Are we really worried about them?
No,
we've got three Matthew Hall Stimons of Famers.
Matthew Stimons is. I'm looking at the chat already. You guys don't need to reach out all the way to Dallas. Just go to Steiny. Let me tell you guys a little
something. He's entitled to his opinion.
Steiny has an opinion. He's picking the Dallas Mavericks, but I don't think he really believes the Mavericks are going to win. Mm-hmm. I think Steiny likes the attention. I think he likes to see his name plastered everywhere as the Warriors hater. I think he gets off on that. I really do. So I don't believe his little prediction in Mavs and six. He loves the reaction on Twitter. He loves the reaction on Instagram. Steiny took the headlines on the 95.70 Game host predictions. It's all about Steiny, and Steiny loves that.
When you say someone gets off on something, I like imagine them searching stuff out to quote-unquote get off on something. I think it's pretty funny.
No, he's,
it's a funny visual to me.
Yeah, it's a great visual. I mean, whatever you want to do. But look, the text line, Ernie Chavez, our boy Ernie. What up, Ernie?
Okay.
We need Frisco Joe today.
I'm already
we need Frisco
here.
Joe. I don't know. You're already worried about over-talking and this and that, blah, 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 blah. No.
Well, it's only going to be like a four-minute fight. I mean, I'm not really too worried. The Niners went in there and just basically punked the Dallas Cowboys. They're still in shambles.
Yeah,
traded away with some of their top playmakers. I mean, they're all over the place.
Listen, Excelsior Shasky needs to loom large today. But I'm going to sit back in the cut. I'm going to let them get their material off. And I'm going to just laugh at them.
So here we go. Luka Doncic, no doubt about it. We all fear him. Do we really fear the others for them? Do we really truly believe that it's sustainable for a 7-game series for these other guys that they have? Because I believe
absolutely
that the Warrior surrounding cast is better than their surrounding cast. Like the cast around Steph Curry, if we were to say he's their best player, I believe the Warriors cast around him is better than Dallas. Not that I'm disrespecting Dallas. I just don't fear them as much as maybe other people are out there.
You know, there's an appropriate fear to the Dallas Mavericks. And to say that they can't last through 7 games, we just watched them against Phoenix win a 7th game in Phoenix, and they were up 30 at the half.
Uh-huh.
At the half.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This team's good. And they have three guys. When they go to their three-guard lineup, it's going to be very intriguing to see how Steve Kerr, Mike Brown, devise up a game plan to stifle that three-guard lineup that we're going to see at times for the Dallas Mavericks. Mm-hmm. And that's Spencer Dinwiddie, that's Jalen Brunson, and that's Luka Doncic. In the 2 games Spencer Dinwiddie played against the Golden State Warriors as a Dallas Maverick this season, he really made his impact felt in the fourth quarter. Remember, they went on a 26-1 run in late February against the Warriors at Chase Center. 26-1 run. Spencer Dinwiddie was the catalyst for that run. He was getting to the cup. He was pulling up for mid-range. He was hitting threes. He was doing everything. And then you look back on March 3rd with the Mavericks. It was 104-104. It was Luka and then Dinwiddie. Mm. And they took turns hunting Stephen Curry. Jalen Brunson comes into the equation because he's probably going to guard Draymond Green in the half court.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing Brunson does, I think, against Draymond Green, and I anticipate this happening in this series, is Jalen Brunson may pressure Draymond Green up until he gets to the three-point line and then sag off of him. So make him work to get past half court. You eat that shot clock up. And into the half court, you say, you know what? I'm going to sag off of him. And there's probably going to be about 14 seconds left to work with in that shot clock. So, look, Bullock and Dorian Finney-Smith are going to annoy us all because there's some nice players, man. Yeah. They're nice players, and it can knock down a three. Maxi Kleber can knock down a quarter three. Davis Bertans can knock down a three. And then you got Dwight Powell coming in the middle. They're going to play about eight guys. You're going to see about eight guys from the Dallas Mavericks. That's about it. Will we see Frank Nicolita? I don't know. Will we see Trey Burke? I don't know. But they're going about eight guys, eight deep here.
If I had one word after listening to everything that you're explaining right there, don't you think discipline is the key to their defensive strategy?
Absolutely. And they have a lot of discipline.
No, I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors discipline.
Yeah.
Like them, you know, honoring their assignment against Luka, whatever their coverages are going to be regarding that pick and roll, because we know how, you know, adamant they are on running varieties of pick and rolls. And then the other part is running guys off the three-point line. I feel like the last matchup was so physical. Luka's a physical player. I'm not sure how physical some of these other guys are, and I think that actually helps the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, Memphis really beat them up.
Right?
Really beat
them
up.
They're a team, like, if we were to describe what their identity is, I think physical might be one of the first two or three adjectives that you use to describe them. I'm not sure Dallas I put in that same category, though Luka can be physical.
Well, let's hear from Ludi on the games against Dallas this season. Here's what Kevon Ludi said yesterday at Shoot Around about the games against Dallas in the regular season.
It was always a battle of who's going to win the pace or what pace they want to play at. You know, when we was able to get up and down and push the ball, we had some success. And when they was able to slow it down and, you know, play their style of basketball, it was kind of hard for us to, you know, score and hard for us to win those type of games. So that's what I remember most in those games. And, you know, we got to try to limit our turnovers and play our style of basketball.
And here's Steve Kerr on the last game against the Dallas Mavericks.
That was probably the best game to watch in terms of playoff prep. Even though Draymond wasn't there, you know, strategically there were some things that happened in that game that I think will repeat themselves in this series. So yeah, we're anticipating that they'll blitz Steph and try to get the ball out of his hands, and it's all part of, you know, playoff prep.
What did you see in that fourth quarter?
They were going to make sure that he wasn't going to beat him. So we had open looks. Moses came in and went 5 for 5 and made three or four plays driving into the rim. So there were openings all over the court. And that's the risk you run with blitz. On the other hand, you know, Steph didn't get a shot the whole fourth quarter. So, you know, I think as a staff, we have to think about that. And what you do is you think about different ways to attack different sets that you might run to address the blitz.
Who do you think is going to take on? I mean, they're obviously going to double Steph at every
turn.
They're going to trap him forever. But my point is, who do you think takes the bulk of the assignment off ball when Steph's running around off screens? Who do you think the guy is for their team that's going to be marking him up?
They're going to face guard him with Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock. The key is, we've seen it all season long with teams, whether it's Mikal Bridges, Dylan Brooks, Long, you know, Will Barton, maybe Bones Highland.
They try to go with the bigger guy,
Aaron Gordon at times. Guys with long wingspans, bigger guys. And they'll face guard Steph Curry off the ball.
Don't you think Bridges, of the guys that you mentioned, did probably the best job all year?
Yeah, I would say so. But Dallas did a great job as well against Stephen Curry. Again, when you hold Steph Curry without an FGA in a quarter, that was intriguing.
I know.
Now, Steph made the right play.
I was going to say.
And Moses Moody made him pay for that. But you still want your best player taking shots there.
No doubt. It's just hard for me to extrapolate what happens in the regular season because the sample sizes are so they're so different than what the playoffs are. We don't even like you referenced. Dre doesn't play in a couple of the games, and Clay didn't play, and right. So like there's context to these regular season yep. games that I just don't think correlate to these playoff
yeah,
matchups.
No doubt,
and that's why I struggle with trying to find similarities.
Yeah, the regular season, I'm throwing it out the window. But
yeah.
there are certain parts of the regular season that you can take away from.
I'm with you there.
Trapping Stephen Curry, pressuring Draymond Green full court. How will they face guard Steph Curry? Who are they going to leave open? Well, guess what? They're going to leave Draymond Green open again. Draymond Green's going to have to prove mm-hmm. over and over and over again that he can be aggressive offensively consistently in the series. Because if you're the Dallas Mavericks, you're saying, we don't want to get beat by Steph
Mm-mm.
Curry.
Mm-mm.
We're not going to get beat by Klay Thompson. We're not going to let Jordan Poole go crazy. We're going to make number 23 Draymond Green shoot. And think about this. Steph Curry averaged 13 three attempts per game this season, a career high. Against the Mavericks, 9-10-10-5. 9-10-10-5. The Mavericks are going to say, we don't want him taking 10 three-point attempts. We want him taking closer to 5-8, and we limit his touches. Think about that. He goes on the floor five possessions, right? And he doesn't shoot. The Mavericks are going to say, damn, we just went five possessions without number 30 shooting.
But there were times during the regular season this year where it didn't have that, oh my God, Steph's got to make a play here because if we don't win this game, we're not going
right.
to. Like, it didn't have the intensity necessarily that a playoff game will have where we've seen Steph for a long time. I mean, how many right. playoffs have we seen him in, B? How many times does he go through a whole fourth quarter where he doesn't run up, all right, just give me the ball now. Right. Now I need the
right.
ball, okay?
Right.
There are times where everyone's losing their mind, like, put it in his hands. When push comes to shove and it's serious time, it does feel like he runs up right. and grabs that ball.
No doubt. No doubt. And he may have to do that this time around.
Oh, there's no doubt.
They're going to chop the heck out of him, and that's where Draymond Green's at his best, where you're playing
four and three to half court. Yes.
You're in the half court, and you're playing 4-on-3. That's where you got to take advantage of this team, and you got to make them pay. Now, turnovers have to be cut down because the Mavericks play mm-hmm. at such a slower pace. So possessions are going to be limited in this series. And you heard Looney there on the bite we just played about 5 minutes ago. Dictating pace.
Yeah.
Can you speed the Mavericks up? Because Luka's going to walk the ball
up the floor. Yeah.
He's going to get the switch, and he's going to look for Steph Curry. And they're going to do what they did to Chris Paul and get Steph Curry. They're going to try to hunt 30 all series long and wear him down. Well, and by the time you get to game 5 or a game 6 or a game 7, the legs could be shot, man. So you gotta make sure on the other end, you run their star player, mm-hmm. hunt their star player, and make sure Luka's chasing guys off the screens mm-hmm. or whatnot.
Pace is like the most important thing for me. If they're not getting stops, that plays right into the Dallas Mavericks' hands of walking the ball up the court, right? If Dallas can get stops, they can go at their pace. If the Warriors can't get stops, then they're walking the ball back up the court. I want to see what the pace is like in the first quarter, and that's the number one thing for me. It used to be we worked backwards. Death line up, and then let's figure out what we're going to do from there. Now it feels like it is so imperative that they start off well because they have just dug so many holes. What's the starting five? What is it this particular game one? Forget the rest of the series. What do you start with?
I don't know. And to be honest with you, Shasky, I don't really care.
Number five.
I just want to get off to a good start.
Yeah, but
whether it's Poole, whether it's Looney, whether it's Kuminga, whether it's Otto Porter Jr., who, by the way, is probable. It looks like he's going to play
sign.
Today.
What about
he's not
Iggy?
Even on an injury report. Iguodala's going to get reevaluated either later this week or next week.
So he's
not playing tonight.
Darn
he's not playing first couple games. I personally don't care who starts anymore. It's about who finishes, and it's about what lineup's going to get you to lead.
But wouldn't you agree, though? Like I hear what you're saying, and I agree. Yes, it's the ending is more important. They got to get off to a good start at home. And it just feels like the first 6 minutes of games have been so hit and miss.
Well, they got off to a great start in game 6 against...
They did.
Against the Memphis Grizzlies Friday night. So, look, whether you start Looney, whether you start Porter, whether you start Kuminga, whoever's in there, you got to get off. It's obvious. You got to get off to a good start. You don't fall behind 15-2 against this team, and all of a sudden they're getting you in foul trouble. All of a sudden, they're bombing threes. You want to be cool. Well, so no matter who starts, you want to get out to a great start.
And Wiggins cannot get in foul trouble. That's one thing that he's done a really good job of throughout the entire postseason is he's pretty much stayed out of foul trouble, B.
Yeah, and Luke is a guy who will get you
exactly.
a foul trouble. He'll get your whole front line in a foul trouble. So we're going to do a lot. We're going to do a lot today. We're going to have a lot of fun. RJ and Shane are going to join us at, or is it Sean? I forget their names. Was it Sean? S-H-A-N? Because we was like, man, are people in Texas that slow to name you Sean, S-H-A-N.
The two guys from New Jersey who are repping the Dallas Mavericks? Is that who we're talking to today?
Do they even know basketball?
I doubt it.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, the last time we faced them in the playoffs, you know, we believe. We might have to have the Baron Davis dunk queued up.
Is there any correlation to the We Believe team against Dirk? There's none whatsoever. That was 15 years
ago. It's just member berries.
Yeah.
It's like saying that when the Cowboys and Niners face, we're talking about Dwight Clark and Joe Montana. It was 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more than anything, it's a great meme.
Yeah, all right.
Mark Cuban, terrible goatee, by the way, if you go back and watch the highlights. They showed him on the bench. I was like, man, Mark, that's the best decision you've made since Luka.
That's a good one. And then how about the picture of Baron Davis looking at Mark Cuban after the game, after the series, when confetti was raining down? What I would like to do, if I was a Warrior fan and I was Joe Lacob, I would pay for every person from the Dallas memes, all the different people. The guy with his girlfriend who wasn't his girlfriend, the lady that was sitting there in disgust in the Zeke game. Elliott jersey. I would pay for all of them to show up to this game. Sit them right in the front row next to 40.
No, I don't want any.
I want all of their sad faces.
I don't want this whole series. By the way, we're going to give away tickets to the Bay Area Panthers at 7:30. Also, game one tickets. We're giving those away. You better know the show. You better be listening from 7:30 to 8:00 to know the show. The know the show question is at 8:15, so know the show. That will be 844-999-GAME, 844-999-4263. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Dub Nation, where you at? 888-957-9570. What is the key to this series? What is your number one X factor in these Western Conference Finals? Want to hear from Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. That's coming up in a game brought to you by News Nation. Wake up with America's best new morning show. I thought that was us. I thought we were the best new morning show. Join Adrian Baker for Morning in America weekdays from 4 to 7 a.m. Pacific on News Nation. Go to newsnation.com/join us to find your television provider. No, don't watch. I mean, look, I all respect to Adrian Baker, but listen to us. Watch us on YouTube. It's the Morning Roast on 95.7.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Game.
Okay.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
What up, Steph? You know, Steph, by the way, he's probably up early, getting his work in. He's probably listening to the roast. And Steph, you know, all these naysayers always say, you're not clutch. You're not clutch, Steph. Well, Steph, let me remind you, courtesy of Warriors Muse on Twitter. Did you know, Shasky? And did you know, Stephen Curry? That you have the most game-winning shots with under 5 seconds left, with 8 since 2013.
Would you say he's automatic?
Systematic. Steph Curry's the most game-winning shots with under 5 seconds left since 2013. With 8. But they say he's not clutch. Well, the data says you're wrong if you don't think he's clutch. 888-957-9570. Reason why I bring that up, because I see a lot of people saying Steph's going to go off tonight. He's going to set the tone. I do believe he's going to set the tone. The 4 days off probably did him some good. He's got his college degree. He's got a clear head. No more books. No more final exams. No more essays. No more theses. None of that stuff. Steph is clearly focused on basketball and family now.
X Factor talk. All right? I love X Factor talk. We do this in every sport. Who's the X Factor? Can you be? I'm asking before we set up who ours are. Can you be an X Factor if you're a quote-unquote Hall of Famer?
That's a great question.
Because, like, I look at someone like, and before you answer, I look at someone like Manu Ginobili, Hall of Famer. At the end of the career, you know, his role is diminished, but yet he could still be an X factor. But when he was in his prime and he's one of the, you know, the core guys, I'm not so sure you can be an X factor as a Hall of Famer, because there's a certain known quantity that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, I mean, it depends where the Hall of Famer's at in his career. But you really don't think of X Factors or Hall of Famers as X Factors.
Right?
Kobe and Shaq.
Exactly.
You would say, oh, they're X Factors. You know they just got to go do their thing.
Exactly.
Pippen and Jordan, you know they're going to go do their
Rodman
thing.
Rodman can't be an X Factor.
Right.
I expect Rodman to be Rodman.
The X Factor would be Rod Harper.
Yes.
Tony Kukoc. Even though Tony Kukoc is a Hall of Famer now.
Yes.
But he was an X Factor because he was coming off the bench. And it was like, if you get anything, if you get that Joel off the bench from Kukoc, then you're rolling.
Well, and also he has the international stuff that's kind of stapled in there. Right. We know it's just different, right? But I guess where I'm going at with this, if you're a Warrior fan, can you have Steph, Clay, or Draymond be an X factor?
I think Draymond can be an X factor.
Why?
In a sense, because offensively, we always talk about
okay.
When he's aggressive and when he scores 10 plus points, this team is nearly unbeatable.
Okay.
It's really a small number, right?
Yeah.
Where we're like, you know,
it really is.
Man, can you score 10? If Draymond scores 10, The Warriors' record, and I'll pull it up in just a second, it's astronomical. It really is. This year, I believe the Warriors are 19-4 when he scores at least 10 points or more. 23 games. 19-4.
That's an incredible stat.
Day-day. So I do believe Draymond, even though, and some people may disagree that he's not a Hall of Famer, I believe Draymond, when you stack up his career at Michigan State, and you stack up his career in the NBA, you stack up the DPOY, you stack up the championships, the All-Stars, he will be a Hall of Famer.
No, he absolutely will be. I was listening to a nice guy coming in today as I was, you know, slamming up Broadway, Battery and Vallejo, and I saw the Coyote, and nice guy was talking about Draymond Green being his X Factor, and nice guy, I would love for you to maybe reiterate why you're going to take Draymond Green as the X Factor.
Well, it's mostly because I want Steph and Clay to get going early, and I think the reason why they weren't able to get going in the first quarter was partially due to the turnovers, and a majority of them ran through Draymond Green, and a lot of the turnovers that happened were early on in the game, and when they were playing from an uphill battle, where they were fighting an uphill battle, that's when Clay was starting to force shots. Maybe Steph was trying to force shots. So if Draymond's, and at the same time, if Draymond's scoring the basketball, like you said, I think if there's any X factor from the starting five, it would be Dray. But I also need to see Steph be the Western Conference Finals Steph that we've seen before.
Yeah, no doubt. And here's the Warriors' record in the regular season. When Draymond scores 10-plus points in a game, they are 224-53.
Didn't it just all flow better when he was attacking the cup on Game 6?
Oh, it flowed. Everything opened up.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, Jaren Jackson Jr., Steven Adams, who did not respect Draymond's offensive game, he starts going to the cup. And later in that basketball game, they had to step up and defend Draymond Green, which opened up Wiggins. Yeah. It opened up Clay. It opened up Stephen Curry. So when he's aggressive, it opens everything on the floor. And so And it keeps Klay, it keeps guys like Klay Thompson from over dribbling, right?
Yes.
When Draymond's being aggressive and going to the cup and he's shooting from the 3-point line, all of a sudden Klay, when he does get the ball, it's two dribbles, boom. Mm. Either shoot it or pass. The Warriors get in trouble when Klay starts over dribbling, when Jordan Poole starts over dribbling, when Stephen Curry starts over dribbling. So I believe Draymond is an act. You could also say Andrew Wiggins. You need that 17-8 from Andrew Wiggins in this series because he's going to be left one-on-one.
Okay.
And they may try to hide Luka.
Okay.
On Andrew Wiggins. And if Luka's on Andrew Wiggins, Wiggins could, he's proven that he could score 24 a game.
Yeah.
Over a course of a season. He's got to make Luka pay.
Okay. All right. Well, so I think I'll take my X factor if you don't mind. And I would love to hear, because I don't think Wiggins is not going to be your X factor, or is he going to be?
I think Draymond's my X factor in this series. But you could have Wiggins. Wiggins is an X factor.
I feel both of those.
I think there's multiple X factors.
When I look at the defensive guys, like Wiggins and Draymond Green, there's a level of expectation I have on the defensive end to where there's not this like big drop off in performance, so I don't consider them necessarily an X factor, but I understand everything that you're saying. I kind of view it like I'm looking offensive side, totally understand the Draymond thing, because he can go for 0 points, he can go for 14, and it's totally different.
And he's going to have every shot available
absolutely.
In the series.
And Wiggins, I think Wiggins has been pretty damn consistent offensively, although it would be nice to have a 20 point plus game. I'm going to go with Jordan Poole. I just looking at the game logs, and there's more to it than points because there's assists and things that go into it. I'm looking at all the games where the Warriors have struggled offensively or where the other team has blitzkrieged the Warriors and they haven't had an answer offensively. It does feel like it coincides with Jordan Poole not being his most efficient.
Yep.
31 in game one. 20 in game two, which they ended up losing, 27 in game three, down to 14, 3, and 12. He's got to recapture the magic.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's got to get it going. I think he needed the days off. They need his explosion on offense to help set things up for others and make things explosive for Klay and Steph.
No doubt.
I'm going to take Jordan Poole as my X factor.
That's not bad. Robin in the city. Robin, what's happening? Who is your X factor in these Western Conference Finals? Robin, good morning.
I'm going to say Jordan Poole, but first, this is why I called in, you guys. I think a lot of people are, like, selling Dallas short based off of what limited information they know, because I don't believe too many people have really watched the Dallas Mavericks this year. And I actually, they have snuck up on people the way that the Warriors did in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
They have some pretty good players. I think just as talented and better and equal, if not better, than our 4-8 with Spencer Dinwiddie, Jason Brolin, Reggie Bullock, Dwight Powell. Hardaway's not playing, and Bertrand, he's not bad, and they can hit threes.
Yep.
I watched those games with the last series, two of them last night, and, you know, Chris Paul and Booker put Luka in that pick and roll and wore him out. But Jason Kidd came back and adjusted, and he adjusted by Luka giving up the ball the same way that Giannis did and trusted his teammates. That's one aspect that's made them better. So I think people are basing it off reputation. But I do want to say this. I'm so tired of hearing about Luka. You know what it reminds me of? Remember when Ali went to fight George Foreman and everybody was talking about George Foreman is George Foreman? And Ali was like, damn, I'm the one fighting him, not you guys. I'm so sick of hearing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
It reminds me of. Do that. The Dallas Mavericks short at all, period, as a team.
And I don't think we are. I know I'm not, Robin. Thanks for the phone call, which is why I almost picked the Warriors in seven. I end up going in six. But I could see this easily being a seven-game series because of what you talked about. Dallas, since January 5th, they have the second-best record in the NBA. 33-12. Tied with the Boston Celtics, two games behind the Phoenix Suns. So if you're a casual NBA fan and they snuck up on you, fine. We've been talking about the Dallas Mavericks all season long. They're a team that I wanted to avoid in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They're a team that I wanted to avoid altogether because they do match up well with the Golden State Warriors. They have the right formula to fluster the Golden State Warriors, but I'm banking on a championship experience. Look, we got a break here, Shasky. More coming up. Don't forget, we're giving away Bay Area Panther tickets. Be the fifth caller at 7:30 and win tickets to go see the Bay Area Panthers play on June 4th at the SAP Center. Also, Also, giving away tickets to game number one. No, the show. You better be listening from 7:30 to 8 o'clock because we're going to ask you a question at 8:15. Know the show to try to get into game one of the Western Conference Finals. Look, we got a little crossover coming up with RJ and the other guy from Dallas 105 to 3 to 1.
Sean.
Sean, is it Sean?
It is
S-H-A-N?
Sean, yes, yes.
Wow, what a, his mama did him no justice there. Straight up disservice. But we won't get into that. They're coming up at 7 o'clock. Darrell Wright at 8 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of fun. Who's your X factor for these Western Conference Finals? Game number one, 888-957-9570 to roast. Rolls along.
This is Klay Thompson, and you are listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. You better not be roasting me if I'm giving all these intros.
Not at all, Klay. Much respect to you. Much respect to Rocco. Is Klay Thompson your X Factor? Or KDB an X Factor? KDB an X Factor. If Jordan Poole could be an X Factor, why not Klay?
Because Klay is obviously got a higher pedigree, I guess. Bigger resume. You know, I mean, he's an all-time legend, and what he's done in the playoffs kind of speaks for itself. Now, it's a different version of him when you miss this much time and you come back, and, you know, he's not the same exact Klay Thompson. But don't you think, like, he can go back to the well, like an old starting pitcher, like an Andy Pettit? Like, I look at someone like Klay, and I do look at, you know, he's a better version, but someone like Andy Pettit, forget the regular season stats. If it's a big-time game, you give the ball to that guy, something magical's going to happen.
Yeah, Klay's going to he's gonna ball out here, and I expect him to really build off that game six against the Memphis Grizzlies where he hit 8 threes to score 30 points. Don't forget, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets for game number one tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. Be sure to be tuned in today at 7:30 for Know the Show. Listen to the show from 7:30 to 8, and at 8:15, be the first caller to answer a question about what happened earlier on the show, and you will be heading to Chase Center for game number one. Also, Bay Area Panther tickets. Don't want to forget about them. June 4th, be the fifth caller at 7:30 and win tickets. Tickets to go see the Bay Area Panthers play on June 4th at the SAP Center. Want to do that as well. 888-957-9570. Who's your X Factor for these Western Conference Finals? And don't forget, 105.3 The Fan. RJ and Sean's going to join the show for a nice little back and forth as they are going to be represented in Dallas. I don't even think they like basketball. Honestly, I don't even think they're basketball fans.
Well, we took their soul in football season, and we're going to end their basketball
season. They didn't even pay us. Remember they say, oh, put your money.
Yeah,
no, I want my money.
I mean, are you surprised?
A little bit.
I'm not. I mean, come on, man.
What?
This is what Texas
does.
Exactly. This is what Texas does. All right, let me ask you about the Luka Doncic thing. Clearly, everybody respects him. Everyone loves him. Is there too much on his plate, though, in this series? Because I'm watching that game last night with the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, and we've all, you know, it's been a coronation of Jason Tatum and his arrival. I mean, even though you and I have kind of been on the Jason Tatum account
for
multiple
time.
Years, where, you know, if we were going to bank on someone's next 10 years, he was at the top of the list terms of, you know, league notoriety. I look at what happened last night and the way they blitzed him, and he had more turnovers in that third quarter after adjustments from the Miami Heat, and they have some hard-nosed, elite, high IQ, great defenders.
Yeah, Miami's good.
P.J. Tucker, good. Yeah. Bam, Jimmy Butler.
This Gabe Vincent kid is good.
Gabe Vincent's very good. Very good.
Who's this? Max Struss?
Max Struss.
Struss.
Struss, he's a two-way player.
Yeah.
He's a very good player.
Miami's got a...
He was in
Miami's sneaky good, man.
He was on their summer league team.
Yeah.
And he was killing it.
Yep.
And so, you know, he's really taken Duncan Robinson's role.
Yeah, I mean, their player development program in Miami's next level.
It's incredible. They find what you can do well, and they maximize that, and then they improve the areas where you have major weaknesses. I don't know. I'm looking at what's going to happen with Luka tonight, and to me, I want to see the sense of urgency defensively and offensively from the Warriors early and often to make a concerted effort to not let him get comfortable. I think once he gets comfortable, everything flows downhill for the Mavericks from there, and I just seen what they did to Jason Tatum, the Miami Heat. I'd like to see the Warriors employ something similar. Yep. Just make it hell for him tonight.
I will say this, though. Boston clearly missed Marcus Smart, now Horford,
absolutely.
Yesterday. They clearly missed him.
Absolutely.
I like Peyton Pritchard, but he played way too many minutes last night. Tice, I thought he played a little too many minutes last night, even though he was solid and was blocking shots at the rim. They had to go deep into the bench, the Boston Celtics, yesterday. They need Horford and Smart, so I don't want to put... Look, I picked Miami in seven in that series. I think they're being slept on in this series, even with Marcus Smart and Horford. Once Horford and Smart went out, I was like, damn, that's a win for Miami. Now, they got off to a slow start, no doubt, but that third quarter outscored the Celtics 39-14 and running them off the three-point line, that was excellent, excellent team defense and excellent offense. Are you right in Jimmy Buckets, who dropped a 40-burger last night? So, Luka, you asked me, is there too much on his plate? This is what he wants.
Yeah.
He's a walking triple-double. The ball's going to be in his hands. And he now knows, if I get the ball to Brunson and let him do his thing, if I get my other teammates involved, we win. Now, Luka will set the tone. He'll come out and score 15 in the first quarter on you. You can't have that happen. March 3rd, he comes out in the first quarter, scores 19 right away to set the tone for the Dallas Mavericks. Mm-hmm. But now he knows Jalen Brunson can do a little bit of something-something. Spencer Dinwiddie's going to come off the bench and have the ball in his hand. So whether or not it's too much on his plate, Luka knows he has help here. And I think he relishes having the ball in his hands and being in that role. Because let's be honest, Dallas plays slow. They're going to walk the ball up the floor every single possession.
They're going to pick their matchups.
They're going to pick and choose when they do run and go up and down the floor. So I think Luka's just fine here. The calf strain that he suffered during the last game of the regular season, that's a thing of the past. He wants this role. He wants to play 40 minutes with the ball in his head. So I don't think there's too much on his plate.
Yeah, and man, the pacing is going to be very interesting. The foul situations for both teams early on is going to be very interesting. Do we even know who the officials are today? Have they announced that yet?
No, let me look.
I know you've been all over it. I'm expecting a Kane Fitzgerald signing.
Today, it's James Capers.
Uh-huh.
Courtney Kirkland.
Okay.
And Mark Lindsay.
Not bad. Mark Lindsay's not bad.
James Capers is a crew chief.
I'm sure we'll have something to yell about tomorrow on one side or the other. But
It's funny because our boy Tim Kawakami, you asked him about the refs 2 minutes ago. He had a tweet about the referees.
Did he?
James Capers, Courtney. It's like he has an alarm set for when the referees gets announced. By the way, so how about Tony Brothers yesterday?
Oh, yeah,
Jimmy Butler with the illegal screen on a fast break. And Tony Brothers is watching it, watching Jimmy Butler set an illegal screen. He calls nothing. Tony Brothers is out of his mind right now.
Yeah.
He sees nothing.
I mean, this is what the NBA wants. I mean, this is like, there's no other way around it. So they made this bet. They got to lie in it. I look at the first quarter. I know you keep going back to the close of the game, and there's no doubt that's important. God, they need to get off to a good start. You know, they really do. I don't want to see them get down 7, 8, 9, 10 at home. The crowd get quiet. I'm expecting a crazy Chase Center crowd tonight.
Well, here's what Luka said about the crowd. Here's what Luka Doncic had to say about the Chase Center crowd.
I mean, it's a loud gym, I ain't gonna lie, you know. I think this one in Utah, honestly, are two of the loudest gyms in the league. But, you know, the crowd always, it's sometimes even better to play away games for me, you know, when you score the basket, everybody's quiet, you know, everybody's booing, and then everybody's quiet. But about a crowd, you know, I played in Europe, I played in Greece, I played in Serbia, I played in Turkey, and that's another level of crowd, so.
Luka, I know I always
very clearly relishing.
Yeah, it's loud. You can't hear the guy next to you, so that's a tough place to play.
So do not forget, you want to get to Chase Center early tonight. It's not a 7 p.m. tip. All conference finals games are going to begin at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Now, Sunday, it may be 5:30. I got to double check that. But for the most part, during the week, all these games are starting at 6 o'clock. So you want to get
love
there
that.
Early. I love – oh, telling me. I love it.
What time are you going to be out there at the gatehouse?
Well, at the gatehouse, I'll probably be at the gatehouse at about 4:30, 30 minutes before showtime.
Yeah, but no one's going to be bothering you.
No, we have the doors open. I got to stay inside for a little bit
because
the loud packs will be smoke. I don't know.
Have you worn them yet?
I have not worn the Gucci's. I don't know if I'm going to wear the Gucci's.
Game one Gucci?
Not for the conference finals. They make the finals.
Gucci!
They make the finals. Maybe the Gucci's come out. Maybe.
Bring them out.
Gucci. But tonight,
Cash Money Millionaires.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm rocking. Yeah, every game except for Monday. If there's a game 7 Monday, May 30th, that game will begin at 5 p.m. Pacific time. But every other game, the first six games of the series, 6 p.m. tip off. So you want to get to Chase Center early tonight. You want to be rocking and rolling because you talk about a fast start. They got off to a better start. Game 6 against Memphis, a much better start in that first quarter where they're not trailing 8-0, trailing 21-8, trailing 21-11. It is imperative to get out to just be neck and neck with the Dallas Mavericks. So when they're ready to make that second and third quarter run, they're right there within striking distance. But I'm with you, man. The slow starts is They've got to fix that.
I got a feeling they're going to bust Kuminga out at some point. I don't think he starts in this game. I absolutely think that he's going to get in there either late first quarter, early second quarter. To me, I think he is going to get some major run, at least in game one, to see where he's at.
What's major run? 10, like 15 minutes maybe.
For him, that's major run, maybe. Right? Because he's had his four-minute stint and then back to the bench and done.
Maybe.
We've seen that two or three times.
Maybe.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I would caution myself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.